Welcome to another podcast of Revival Today with Pastor Mark Choate, where our arms are open and Jesus Christ is here to comfort and bless you.
His love never ceases. And his mercy never comes to an end. So that means regardless of what you're going through, regardless of what it looks like, God's mercy is with you. You are all right. You see, his love never ceases. Man's love will cease when you don't give him what he wants. Family members' love might cease when you don't line up with what they want you to do. But God said his love never ceases. So he's always there for you. And this is a promise that God has made. So now I'm going to ask you right now, why is it that we constantly go through our spiritual walk, or those that heard about God keep on looking at people and saying, well, I'm not going to do it because they're acting right. They're acting up. I'm not going to get serious. But guess what? God sees around the corner. He sees your blessing, just like the testimony. But guess what? The enemy wants to take it away. So I want to talk about that this morning. I have a story this morning about Cain and Abel. I want you to turn to Genesis, the fourth chapter, first verse. And I'm going to break this down for you. God is watching over you, and he sees your future, and he sees your opportunity. Somebody say, he sees my future, and he sees my opportunity. Like the sister testimony this morning. She testified this morning. See, when you're going through something, sometimes you don't see opportunity. You don't even see a way out. See, but God sees your future and he sees your opportunity. And guess what? The enemy also does too. The enemy, regardless if you're family member, regardless if you're brother or sister, regardless if you're loved ones, the enemy does not want you to get to the promise of God. So in the scripture it says, in Genesis, and this is an IV, so bear with me, it says, Adam made love with his wife, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Cain. She said, with the help of the Lord, I have brought forth a man. Later she gave birth to her brother Abel. And now Abel kept flock, and Cain worked in the soil. In the course of time, Cain brought some of the first of the soil as an offering to the Lord. So what happened was Cain and Abel was conceived by Eve. And she had two sons. One worked in the flock and one worked the soil. So now they begin to go forward. And I want to share this story because there's something in here that God wants to get in our spirit. So after that, it says in the next verse, it says, and it says, Cain brought some of the fruit of the soil as an offering unto the Lord. So he took some of what he was working with and brought it to God as an offering. Amen? And then it says, Abel also brought an offering of fat portion from some of the firstborn of his flock. And the Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering. Now, this is where things started happening. It said that Abel came and gave his offering, and God looked on his with favor over Cain's. Now, in the next verse, but on Cain and his offering, he did not look with favor. So Cain was very angry, and his face was downcast. I'm going somewhere with this. And then it said, then the Lord said unto Cain, why are you angry? Why is your face down? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? This is what God said unto him. If you do what is right, you would be accepted. So he looked on his countenance and seen that he was down because God wasn't pleased with his offering. Going somewhere with this. And so he said, why? And he said, why are you down? And it says here, right here, it says, if you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is encroaching at your door. Someone said sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must overrule it. Somebody said, you must overrule it. Now, I want to bring up the story because, listen, they were two brothers trying to do something good. And they both gave an offering before the Lord, and the Lord wasn't quite pleased with one of their offerings. And the thing about this story, it shows you something about God. Because, see, a lot of time we want to say how God's a just God. But God is fear because he's measuring your heart. We come and give things to God and we're giving him stuff that we want to take ourselves. And then we turn to God with an attitude when we're not blessed. So God looked at Canaan and said, why are you sitting here with your face down and puffing and pouting? And he's sitting there because you like his over mine. That's what we do, family members. Oh, why you take his or why you hook him up? Why didn't you do me? Well, this is what happened with the two brothers. They both gave what they thought was their best. But what I want you to understand is that God was measuring the heart of the man, not the sacrifice that was presented. So he said to him, listen, if you truly gave your best, then guess what? You don't have to have your face down. Some of us are walking around always pouting and saying, why is life so bad for me? Why is it that I'm going through all this stuff? And God is saying this because you don't understand that I've already mapped out success for you. I've already mapped out your future, but instead you want to get caught up in the fighting and the bickering and not seeing that I'm trying to make things better in your life. And I know that God is going to bring you to another place, but you have to first grow up. This is what God is saying this morning, that we got to grow up spiritually. And the part it says, but if you do not do what is right, sin is encroaching. It's actually coming up on you at your door, and it desires to have you, but you must overrule it. Now, this is the counsel of God to Canaan. He said to Canaan, listen, in the scripture, I wanted to bring this story out like this. He literally went to talk to him and address his attitude. He literally went to him and said, hey, man, why your face down? Now, before we go to the next step, God was giving Canaan a choice to make. He was telling him, listen, you need to change your attitude right now. How many of us go through that? Even when your parents, they tell you, you need to change your attitude. No, we do. I don't need to change nothing. I'm bad to the bone. You get in jail and they be like, I used to tell my friends that was running around, I said, listen, you think you're free now. You ain't going to be free if you give somebody that don't like you the key to your cell. I said, so if you want to really be your own man, figure out how to walk free in this life. Stop letting the enemy tie you down and take away your victory. And so what happened in here is this was the attitude that Canaan had. Instead of saying, listening to the counsel of God, instead of him knowing that, guess what? Who is talking to me? It's not my brother, not my mother, not my sister. This is God talking to me. You see what I'm saying? Some of us, God is speaking to you. He's trying to minister to your situation. And you know who you're listening to? You're listening to your friends. In this case, Cain had God speaking to him, and he said, listen, you need to understand, if you don't do what's right, sin is encroaching. It's at the door. It desires to have you. It's going to get a hold of you. And this is what's going on in our life today. There's things that are trying to have us, addictions, drug addiction, maybe pornography, whatever it is, it desires to have you and keep you out of the will of God for your life. So it desires to have you. So this was God's counsel to Canaan. He said, listen, this is what you got to understand. I know you don't feel good about the situation right now. I know you don't feel that I'm fear. Think about that. Somebody said, I know you feel I'm not fear. Sometimes we're like that with our parents. You wasn't fear with me. He get like that. You wasn't fair with me. You know you hooked him up and left me hanging. But instead, God was looking at the heart in which they presented. So now let's go to the next part. It says, now after the counsel of God, this was what happened in 8. It says, now Cain said to his brother, let's go out into the field. While they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. So God said that sin was approaching, was standing at the door waiting to get him. Sin was ready to take a hold of him. And the thing I like about this story, when I look at this, God literally tried to counsel him. He literally spoke to him and gave him a choice. And because of his attitude, someone say attitude. Someone say attitude again. You know how we get our attitude. There's a regular attitude. The big attitude is like, you ain't gonna do me like that. You ever see Martin? This is the attitude he had. His attitude was, you ain't gonna get away with it. So after speaking to God, now imagine that. You so bold that you're gonna hear from God and then go and do what you're gonna do any old way. This is what we do in our life. This is why we're struggling and suffering, because God is trying to line you up with his promise for your life. He's trying to line you up with a good relationship, a good marriage, a good job. And instead, you allow sin to come up into your ear and to minister to you and tell you to doubt God. Until you don't believe in God. Until you to believe in your own counsel. But God is saying, whose report are you going to believe? Are you going to believe the report of God? Some got to give God some praise. Whose report are you going to believe? I can't hear you in this morning. Amen. So this is what happened. So he went over and he attacked his brother and killed him. Now this is what God said. Now, and I want to line this up with what God is saying this morning. It says, then the Lord said to Cain, where is thy brother Abel? He said, I don't know, he replied. Am I my brother's keeper? That's what we do with our parents. Their parents say, where's your little brother? I don't know. This is not my business. This is what he said to him. I don't know. I don't know. He's out there playing around, throwing rocks at cars. So he said to him, am I my brother's keeper? And the Lord said unto him, what have you done? Listen, your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. So his blood was crying out. And it says, and now this is where I want to take all this. It says, and now you are under a curse and driven from the ground, which opens its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hands. And it says here, now this is where I'm going to take it about work. You know, we're really about our work and our money. Is that right? Is that right? People are like, I got me a job. I got me money. Well, God wants to bless you, but look what happened with him, because he wanted to go along with his attitude. It says right here, so God decided to curse him. It says, now you are under a curse and driven from the ground, which opens his mouth and receives your brother's blood. It says in 12, it says, when you work the ground, it will no longer yield. Someone say, it will no longer yield. When you work the ground, it will not no longer yield its crops. He was good with farming. It was no longer going to work out for him. And it says after that, it says, you will be restless, a restless wanderer on the earth. You see, so from now on, he was going to be a restless wanderer. God is saying some of us don't understand that we cursed ourselves because we refused to go along with God's plan and didn't listen to his counsel. And then we come to God in church and we say, Lord, somebody pray for me. And God is saying, you cursed yourself because you wanted to have that attitude. You cursed yourself, and I gave you success. I gave you a great job. And instead of you honoring me with your things and honoring me with your life, guess what you did? You gave me your worst. And this is where it turns into our own commitment spiritually. God is saying, church, let's get right and let's do what I require of you. Because when you do that, guess what? You're going to prosper. You're going to see that your life is better. You're going to see that your relationships are better. But he says, what you are bringing to me, you cannot turn on me and say that you truly gave it from your heart. And because of that, we are not growing spiritually, and God wants to see you grow spiritually. God wants to see you have something spiritually. God wants your career to be successful. But we must lay down the attitude. And the attitude must change. That means stop looking at somebody else's life and allow yourself to change enough, to care enough, to give a decent sacrifice before God, because that sacrifice is what's going to prove you and make you. Give God some praise. I know it's hot up in here. I know it's hot up in here. But like that scripture said earlier, the steadfast love of the Lord, what never ceases, his mercy never comes to an end. So God's mercy is always with you. It's not my job to hate on you. It's not my job to give you a hard time. My only job is to wake you up to the will of God. So I'm going to ask you, as I get ready to end my message today, are you going to constantly listen to your flesh and allow it to counsel you? Are you going to let your flesh talk you out of your blessing because you refuse to yield to that flesh and say no to it? Say no to the attitude. Say no to your feelings. But what God is saying is, are you so worried about your feelings? It has you in prison. Your feelings has you in prison to your brother and sister where you can't even look in their face because you hate them. And God is trying to counsel to your spirit and say, release that. Let that feeling go. I know that individual did you wrong. I know they abused you. I know they molested you. I know that they done something to you and they walked away from you there and left you fatherless. But God is saying right now, you have to release that spirit so that you will see me work in your life.
Thank you for clicking our app. If you enjoyed and you were blessed by what you heard, come on down to 1850 Elm Street in Manchester, Sundays at 10 o'clock. Same address for Bible studies every Wednesday at 7. May you be blessed. Tell of his goodness wherever.